So metering traffic, those roundabouts do a pretty dang good job. That's why that FM-160, that solution may be a deal. I also talked to Devin about FM-160. Might be as simple as a stop, a three-way stop. You know, 265, 165, which is where I live, that was not a preferred solution, and that was really significant emotional experience for the first 2 weeks, but after that, it's kind of flattened out, and that corner used to be, I'd go by there, and there'd be cars in the ditch all the time, and that's gone. That's done. Maybe not.
The most thing I can see from experience, that would be the big trunk you have on that highway where MoDOT probably wouldn't want to stop sign because of the traffic backing up.
Wintertime getting started again. Yeah. Once you get stopped, you got to be a little careful with that.
Yeah.
Where the roundabouts can help with a rolling stop and keep going. There's only $1 million difference between those two solutions.
It's probably a little more expensive because of the terrain. Hollister's was really expensive.
Happy Hollow. I should be getting the paperwork any day from the Corps for they have approved it. I just got to get the paperwork to run through the loop. Graham Clark, I did receive the paperwork this morning from the Corps. Once I run that through legal, and then the commission, will be able to proceed on the raising the road this winter on Graham Clark to keep from trapping people. Clevenger Cove, we're going to have to go back and resubmit a request as an emergency because we have no other options, period. I'm getting out through in one thing. So if we submit it at that, with the amount of homes we have back in there, well over 300, we just got to come up with a balancing act on the quantity of fill versus taking it out to keep it balanced.
And you guys may know, basically what the Corps makes you do is any fill you put in, you got to take the fill out somewhere else or cut somewhere to balance quantity. It has to be in the floodplain.
Yeah.
We can't find any place to cut. So if you know of a place right on the lake that you're willing to lose
Rick
a couple thousand.
You live on the lake, look up your yard.
If you know, I'm actually looking for a couple of dump truck loads.
If you hurry, you can come down here to Swan Creek and get it. But you know,
it's got
to be in time.
As soon as spring rains come, the rest of those fields are going to be gone.
Thank you.
Lake.
Watch for you.
Another one on our list.
Thank you.
Kirbyville turn lane. We should be able to put it down as completed. It has been done this year. I did get the permit released from MoDOT back into their name and out of mine. Thankfully. Round Mountain, just an update. Our box culverts are going to be here between mid-October and end of November, and that will complete that project, and then I'll be paving it next year. I'm running out of warm weather this year. Thunder Road. Quick update. I'm waiting on the Osage Indian tribe to give the okay on being able to put fill over the artifacts that they found, which were shavings of a rock used to make an arrowhead. So when the Osage tribe gives a go ahead, then hopefully we'll get the agreement and be able to hit the bat window starting next month. Not next month, in November to April is the only time we can remove trees within the core property. And And another one, I'm just trying to keep the list updated. 76 Country Boulevard, we don't have Michael here to speak on it, but the project's in motion. Do we leave it there just for grant purposes, or do we remove it?
I was thinking at one time we had talked about this, and the way they're doing it in phases, they keep applying for grants and they want to keep it on. But it's been a while back, so I don't know if we still need to keep it on or not.
Well, here's my take on it, and it was off Michael here, but leave it in the top 10. Because usually in the grants, if you say it's in the top 10, you're probably in the ballpark. But if we have some other ones that are not able to advance because it's ahead of that, I think there's more discussion here about those top few. So,
and then the Highway 86 corridor, it's being done. Can we leave it there or take it?
That's my question too. I mean, obviously the improvements are being made. Is that the extent of the improvements?
I mean, it's not going to be all the way. It's not going to be all the way to the bridge, but I don't know if there's future talk of doing it all the way to there or not.
There is the Super 2 or the three laning of it past there as a phase 2. That has very, I think it can stay on the list, but it needs to move way up.
Yeah.
It needs to be, even if we add a 24th, or move everything up one and move it.
Well, once we changed all this to make it corridors, you know, this included that turn lane into Marina down there. So all that part isn't being done. So portions of this are being done, portions of it aren't. So we can reevaluate it for a month and a half. I think this even included that interchange there at 65 and the extension.
It was all one thing.
It did.
That's a
quarter. And the other one, Taney County Expressway, we need to remove it from the list. It's not going to be happening.
Wow. Unless we're concerned about that.
I'm not saying it never will, but as of
not in the immediate future, it sounds like.
Not that I'm aware of.
How about we put it in the suspension category or something?
I want to just remove it.
All that's going to happen is if we don't remove it, it's going to be this open wound, and it's going to continue to be distracting to a whole bunch of people because one of the families along the property owners there has decided that it's their right and privilege and everything else to make this as distasteful as possible, and they're doing it.
I thought there was some drone footage we taking place to look for an alternate route.
We did. They're unwilling. We've met the landowners. We've droned it. The truth is, you have a couple families that own large tracts of land out there, and so you're going to have to cross them somewhere. And they've decided. One family member in particular of a family has decided to dig heels in hard, and they've said they're unwilling to negotiate any bit of land, period. The alternative alignments that they had, federal highway would have lapsed hysterically because it went over people's houses, it went to people, residential homes and existing businesses, and it was just a warpath that would not even, they wouldn't even have entertained if it were to turn in. We have to be on a couple people's land, and they decided that they did not want to play ball. They were extremely vocal about it, and so the commission has decided that in the best interest of everybody, or with the current climate, that they would just drop it. And so it's dropped for now. Who knows, in 10 years it may fire back up, in 20 years it may fire back up, in 2 days it may fire back up. But I think where Devin and where Rick are is, as long as it still is somewhere in the writing, I think that the family member is going to beat the drum and try to drive everybody down.
And what's happened is there's, my guess, let's not put this on the record because this will wind up getting in trouble, but there's a fracture in the family too. And we're causing the portion of the family that has cooperated with us over the years a great deal of internal distress. We're ruining their family. If we keep this up, it's going to ruin their family. Or one of them in poor health is going to kill them. And I'm not overstating this. This is really happening. So we just need to let it rest for a little bit. Now, what I would like to see is an alternative verbiage that at least takes the discharge of the interchange to Maple Street. We've got a significant amount of that stuff torn up right now. And there's most of it in the city, but some of it's in the county. And there is a large box culvert. Just part and parcel of this other is we have a $3 million earmark for a bridge over Turkey Creek that now goes nowhere. So we have federal money that's in play here, and
when we brought the federal money, we were asked to keep it very narrow. So the scope had to be very narrow. So we were, for lack of a better term, coached. There's exactly what you need to put in there in order for it. If you ask for the whole thing, we're not going to find it. Way too big. If you ask for down to this, and so it's wrote specifically for the bridge, which was funded. Now, our question to HUD, which we've got a question in there, I don't have a ton of hope. I hope it does, but I don't have a ton of faith on how, we don't know how flexible they're going to be. Will they let us move it over to Maple since it's on the same corridor? Or will they say, no, it was only for that, period. Well, that's what we need to
do. Well, there's a lot of similarities. It's on the same corridor. It is a bridge. Mm-hmm. And I will say, from my experience after 22 years in the Army and working with federal budget, if you get an allocation like this and you don't use it at the by the end of the fiscal year that it's budgeted in, you lose it. It goes to the Treasury of the United States. It does not go back to HUD. It goes to the Treasury of the United States, and then next year's HUD budget is decremented by the part you didn't use last year. So I would think it would be highly motivational to HUD to say, all right, this is 4,000 feet apart, another bridge project.
So we are working, the county, the county representative, and is working along with our elected representatives to try to get a determination to say, yes, you can move it over there, or no, you officially cannot move it over there. We're hopeful that we get it moved over there. I don't know, since it's such a rare thing, that earmarks are such a rare thing, we'll see. We're trying to salvage every dang dollar that we can and try to make the most of what we got and keep moving forward, because it would be awesome to complete it to Maple Street.
Well, and there's a huge investment in design and preliminary work and all that stuff, and on our end, we've dedicated ARPA money to put utilities into that piece. And
if I remember right, there's a lot of water issues there that would help you solve too.
It would just be a very, very good use of a few federal dollars there. But
so we're going to try to like that, but we can't guarantee anything.
And I did talk with Mike Esfri yesterday, and I did provide Commissioner Plummer's information, because it's very clear that the commission is the only agency that HUD will talk to. They won't talk to Devin, they won't talk to me. But we need to get our oil in the water like now to see if we can make that happen. This isn't something we can kick down the road very long.
I don't know if we need a motion or what, but I'd make the motion to remove the Tenney County Expressway from the priority list.
Would it be possible to rename this to without, you know, as a placeholder, but they take it off as far as the Tenney County Expressway?
For now, it needs to be removed.
Yeah, if there's no way across their land, there is no project.
I think they can, unofficially, I've not talked to Sheila, but I've talked to two of the other commissioners. I think they would love for it to disappear for a while. They may come back, but they would love to have, I think they would like to just, they have not said, hey, you should push these on the list, because they've said,
well, Devin's representing them, and so we'll take that direction.
Yeah.
If your read from the commission